This is the Wall Street Update from World Business Report at the BBC World Service. I'm Rob Young. Let's take a look at the financial markets. On Tuesday, markets had a pretty volatile day. Investors have got concerns about the Chinese economy and the situation in Ukraine, but two of America's biggest companies have reported positive news, cheering investors. Peter Jankowskis from Oakbrook Investments in the US has been telling me more.
I would say the big stories were a couple of individual earnings reports that came out early in the day. Both Coca-Cola and Johnson & Johnson had reports that were well received. In the case of Johnson & Johnson, they had better than expected earnings and also increased their forecast for earnings for the full year. Their stock was up about 2%, and I think in general gave a lift to the financial sector. Coca-Cola actually met expectations, but I think investors were encouraged by the internals of their report. They were able to hold the line in terms of volume here in the United States and actually saw a pickup in emerging markets, and they had been struggling in both of those areas of late. So that stock was up almost 4% today.
And the market overall, having fallen initially, then rose by the end of the day, despite concerns that people have got about, say, those tensions in Ukraine.
Yes, I think there clearly was some evidence of that tension. I think it was responsible for the dip at midday, and also at the end of the day, the best performing sector was utilities, which is usually a sign that people are nervous about the market. But overall, you know, the market held up well to post some solid gains. I think the S&P was up more than 0.6% today.
That was Peter Jankowskis there. Well, on Wall Street, the Dow closed up 0.6% at 16,262. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down by the same margin, 0.6% at 65.41. And the BBC index of 20 leading companies in Europe and America stands at $133.6.
You've been listening to World Business Report. If you want more insights into the world of business, you can download Business Daily from bbc.com/podcasts. If you want to contact us, you can email at world.business@bbc.co.uk or add your comments to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bbcbusiness. And remember, for news in an instant, you can follow us on twitter.com/bbcbusiness.